Thank you very much for your call today. 254-5333, give me the Bible is the program. Do you have any more on that, Glenn, at this time? We have another caller waiting, but if you would like to ask us a Bible question, we'll be glad to take your written question or for you to talk to us on the air. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Yes. I was wondering in Revelations, how many homosexuals are in that?
In Revelation?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What
in the book of Revelation?
Yeah, in the book. Because I was talking to my friends here, and they're telling me that after I read the Bible that I shouldn't be reading it because it dealt with a whole bunch of things like sodomy and homosexuality, and I just want some clearing up on this.
I don't believe the word homosexualism. In fact, I'm almost positive it's not mentioned at all.
They spill semen in their hands.
I don't know what they're talking about. Of course, the Bible speaks concerning homosexuality. Paul speaks in the Roman letter, in Romans chapter 1, I believe it is, and then also is spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 as things that are deeds of the flesh.
Well, these people are probably just pulling my leg, because I really believe in the Lord, and I didn't think that the Lord would be into anything like that. So.
Well, in no place is it approved. In fact, we're told that it is deeds of the flesh in the 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and those are things of the flesh, and that they're unrighteous. And those who practice those things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And we find God speaking about these things. God speaks against these things to condemn them. Certainly there is no approval anywhere in the Word of God of these type of actions.
Let me read that passage there.
Oh, please do, yeah.
1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, beginning. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And that's the King James translation, but that's the same place as Glenn were reading the New American Standard. Instead of having abusers of themselves with mankind, they'll have homosexuals. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God, our God. Yes, the New Testament, not the book of Revelation, so far as I know, but the New Testament does deal with homosexuality and homosexuals, but it condemns them. It shows that as long as they stay in that state and in that sin, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
Okay. What do you yourself think about homosexuality? Do you just agree with the Bible on
that? Yes. Just what I've read.
Amen.
I believe that.
Hallelujah.
Well,
thank you very much there.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now we'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
That was The Vaseline's with Monster Pussy. Before that, Sex Scheme with Feel Me. The Pretty Things with Balloon Burning. And The Sun City Girls with A Homosexual Revelation. You're listening to Metal Machine Music on 95 BFM. And up next is a track by one of my favorite bands, Scorched Earth Policy, with a track entitled Salivating.
Dress in love. There's a lot of them that are thinking in their heads are getting proud of. There's a lot yourself, that's when you cease to care. And if you get into power, nothing, 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 nothing's gonna change. And you still sit there with your pint of beer. You don't read on radicals, no, you think that they're weird, but you still do anything to get out of here. And if you get into power, nothing, 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 nothing's gonna change. If you get into power, nothing, 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 nothing's gonna change.
Prepare your classical string-loving ears. The NZSO presents Pathétique, a program of supreme string colors and heartbreaking melody. Featuring David Graham Taylor's Embiosis, a mesmerizing exploration of string sonorities and harmonies folded upon harmonies. Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 6, overflowing with unbridled rage, melancholy, and ire. And Dvorak's richly melodic cello concerto in B minor, conducted by Singaporean maestro Daryl Ang with international cello soloist Narek Haknazarian. NZSO presents Pathétique, Dvorak and Tchaikovsky. Auckland Town Hall, Saturday, May 27th. Listen to Morning Glory all this week for your chance to win tickets.
Bye, Mum. I'm taking a boat over to K Road.
Okay, dear. Have you got your lead hat?
Yes.
Is your enviro suit all sealed up?
Yes, Mum.
Have you de-pooed some drinking water?
Mostly.
Okay, and be careful. The man who delivers the food paste says there's still some froth and climate change deniers in the water over Grafton Gully. Oh, and son?
Yes?
We might be home late. Your father and I are being sent back in time to rescue Lily Peacock and save the planet from climate disaster.
Hooray! Alternate future. Wait, will I still be born?
Want a better future for the planet? Listen into The Green Desk with Lily Peacock every Tuesday on The Wire on 95 BFM. Thanks to the Monaco Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was Victims with I Understand. Before that, the Riptoids with Devil Paid a Visit. The Tools with I Know What's Wrong. Restricted Hours with Getting Things Done. Anti-Band with Undersigned. And The Vav with Bamboo Curtain. You're listening to 95BFM. And this is Metal Machine Music. Up next is a track by a Wellington band called Girl Boss, who I released on a label that I run, and they're one of very few contemporary pop bands that I take an active interest in, whatever that means, which is probably not much. But this is from the concert they played up here a few months ago at Cassette 9. And it's a live rendition of a song entitled Mrs. D. Thank you.
it's love. Maybe it's love.
Best thing.